What's up, everybody? Welcome back. So if you watched all the couple videos prior to this, we was talking about just more importantly about pre-approval, what a pre-approval is, why you need to get a pre-approval, and then the next steps that you want to do once you got that pre-approval. So now the next thing that I want to talk about is I know a lot of people now want to say, all right, I did this, I got the pre-approval set, I know my pre-approval amount is, now I just want to go out and start looking at properties. Hold your horses one quick other second, because there's a couple, there's one or two things that you need to pay attention to before you start wanting to go out and be able to look at these properties. So again, this is just what I recommend, and which is what I always recommend to my clients, and what I always recommend when you're, even if you don't want to work with me as your real estate agent, I highly, highly recommend this, because again, this is all about saving time, especially if you're somebody who has a busy schedule, have kids, have family, whatever you have to do, it's all about saving time but being efficient at the same time. So if you find a property, and let's say it's Tuesday and you want to schedule to look at this property on a Friday, what I always recommend, and I highly recommend you even inform your agent of this as well, again, if you don't want to work with me, go look at that property and go drive around the neighborhood at least a day or two before the scheduled date to view the property. Again, I just cannot tell you how many times where a buyer is very, very interested into a property. They look at the pictures, the interior pictures, sold them. It looks fantastic inside. And then all of a sudden, when they drive to the property, I can immediately look at their body language, look at their emotions. Before they, we even opened the front door to the home, now all of a sudden I can tell that they don't have that same excitement and enthusiasm. And after talking with the buyer and getting feedback from them, it came down to because they weren't comfortable in the neighborhood the home was in. This is something you really need to pay attention to before you decide to go out. Not only for my time, but also for your time, and also the time for the agent who's also trying to sell that home. Because especially if they have an individual that's living in that home, they need to call that seller. Hey, what time is a good time that I can have a buyer come through and take a look at it? Okay, this time works. Okay, perfectly. So now you have this individual living in this home, basically changing their entire schedule so you can go and view the home, but you could have already saw 2 or 3 days prior to that showing, prior to that appointment of that showing, that you're not even comfortable with that neighborhood. You need to drive 2-3 blocks around the neighborhood. Okay, if you're somebody that I gotta have this store, that store, or I need to have this around, these are things you need to be looking at and need to be able to analyze before you go look at that home. Because last thing you need to do is to blame the agent and say, oh, well, the agent didn't give me the perfect home because I didn't like the neighborhood. Well, you still chose the home. So again, as the agent, it's my responsibility to do what's best, what's in your best interest. But also at the same time, if you tell an agent, hey, I like this home, I want to go with this, let's make the offer. Offer got accepted, let's close on it. And then 2-3 months down the line, now all of a sudden you hate the home because the neighborhood isn't comfortable for you. Well, that's not the agent's fault. That's your fault for not thoroughly making sure that you're comfortable in this situation. Even if you don't plan on living in this home for 20, 30, 40 years and raising kids and grandkids in this home, you still need to at least have some type of comfort level when you're purchasing this home. Otherwise, you're just wasting my time, you're wasting your time, you're wasting the time of the agents that's trying to sell the home, and if that home is not vacant, then you're also wasting the time of the individual that's in the home that's trying to sell that home to you. So you need to be able to drive around that neighborhood. And I'm going to recommend, hey, did you drive by the neighborhood? No? Okay, before we go on this showing, I need you to drive by the neighborhood. You didn't drive by? Okay, we're going to have to cancel the showing because I need you to be comfortable in the neighborhood before we look in the home. Because as an agent, when we look at the home and you say you love it, everything is great, the last question that I have then is pretty much, how soon do you want to make an offer on this home, and how motivated are you that you really want to buy this home? So again, I don't want to take up too much of your time. I just really, really, really stress this. Drive by that neighborhood. If you can, if your schedule allows, drive by it, especially at nighttime, because you want to see what your home looks like, what your neighborhood looks like, and how comfortable will you be driving in there, pulling in there late at night when you're coming from a long day at work or a long day with the kids or a long day doing whatever it is that you're doing. And you're scared to even go inside of your own home. Even if you do have a garage and a driveway, you're still scared of the activity and things going on in the neighborhood. So don't just get caught up by the emotional attachment of the pictures and you love how it looks. drive by that neighborhood and make sure that you're comfortable as well in the neighborhood. Otherwise, you're going to buy a home, and every single day you drive into that home, you're going to be scared to go there. So again, thank you guys for watching. And again, just make sure you drive by that neighborhood, even if you don't want to work with me as a real estate agent. So hope this video was very, very, very helpful for you. And if you got any other questions, definitely have my contact information at the bottom of this video. Feel free to reach out to me. And don't forget to like, share, and comment on this video if you feel it can be helpful for yourself or for anybody as well watching it. Until the next video, have a nice day.